This weekend on The Stand Radio, Dr. Jonathan Gibson explains why we need an extended time of celebration leading up to Easter.
And so I think as Christians, it's good for us to try and recover some kind of observance of Easter. And if we're caught off guard and we haven't meditated leading up to it, then we don't really enter into it as much as we could do.
The Stand Radio, Saturdays at 4 and Sundays at 8 p.m. Central on AFR.
Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff here. It is very, very cold in Texarkana, Texas. And as I was getting out of the car this morning, it started to snow very lightly, but a little bit of snow, ice on the ground. And I don't know about where you live, but where we live, people kind of freak out if they see ice and snow. So we'll see what happens today. I know in Tupelo, Mississippi, the weather is bad, and it's hard for people to get in. So I was glad to be able to get on the air. I thank my producer Devin for pinch hitting for Randy and being on the radio or allowing the broadcast to go out live. I think everybody is, or lots of people, are talking about the interview last night on Fox News that Sean Hannity did with Donald Trump and Elon Musk. They were there together and being interviewed by Sean Hannity. And I do have to say, and I told Jenna Ellis this, Sean's aging like the rest of us, but he could benefit from maybe a little bit of Rudy's hair dye. Rudy Giuliani, a little joke there as he was sweating hair dye just a few years ago. But I thought it was a great interview. I thought there were some really good things said and discussed. And one of the things that really caught my attention with Elon Musk, they asked him about, you know, how he is perceived, the richest man in the world, and a guy that has done more things than anybody else. As Jordan Peterson said, you know, when AOC started to say that Elon Musk wasn't very smart, he's like, don't challenge Elon Musk as far as his brain power. He said the guy's done like several impossible things, building Tesla and SpaceX and bringing rockets back that kind of parallel park themselves. In the interview, they said that Elon Musk is going to go get the astronauts that are lost in space, so to speak, abandoned at this space station. He's going to go get them. It's going to take him about 4 weeks to gear up and go get those guys. Just amazing things that the guy has done. He said that, you know, he was the darling of the left as they really want to have multi-billionaires and love to have the richest man in the world be supportive of them. And so they loved him until, you know, he said, I'm going to go for Trump. And then all of a sudden he became public enemy number one. This is what Elon Musk had to say in the interview last night, sitting next to Donald Trump, about this thing called Trump derangement syndrome.
You're going to rescue astronauts. And now, and again, you do all of this. I would think liberals would love the fact that you have the biggest electric vehicle company in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I used to be adored by the left, you know.
Not anymore.
Less so these days.
He killed that, huh?
I mean, less so.
I really didn't.
Well, I mean, this whole sort of like, you know, they call it like Trump derangement syndrome. Yeah. And I didn't, you know, you don't realize how real this is until, like, it's, you can't reason with people. So, like, I was at a friend's birthday party in LA, just a birthday dinner, and everything was like a nice, quiet dinner, and everyone was behaving normally. And then I happened to mention, this is before the election, like a month or two before, I happened to mention the president's name. And it was like they got shot with a dart in the jugular that contained like methamphetamine and rabies, okay? And they're like, wah! And I'm like, what is wrong? Like, guys, like, you just can't have like a normal conversation. Yeah. And it's like, it's like they become completely irrational.
Yeah, a shot of methamphetamine and rabies. I don't know if you've ever dealt with somebody that has Trump derangement syndrome, but it really is a real thing. I mean, they can't, all they see is evil with Trump, no matter what he does. It's like a bull with a red cape. Those people just go nuts. I asked Meta AI, the Facebook AI program, and I said, tell me about Trump derangement syndrome. And this was the answer. Some define TDS as hatred of President Trump so intense that it impairs people's judgment. Others see it as a way for Trump defenders to dismiss legitimate criticism of his policies. Okay, so it gives its both sides. But that I think what I've seen with TDS and the way I view it is it is hatred of President Trump so intense that people can't see straight. Now, as it relates to Doge and what they are doing, Elon Musk, you know, Trump said when he was campaigning, I'm going to have Elon Musk head up the Department of Government Efficiency. Ramaswamy was going to help him, although Vivek has dropped out to pursue a position in government. And he said, I'm going to have this Department of Government. We're going to audit the government. And we're going to go through all these departments and see if there's waste, if there's mismanagement, if there's fraud, and see what we find. Well, I mean, that should be a thumbs up from every American. It's our money. It's our tax dollars. But what you see with those suffering from TDS, they're not going to be for that. They're going to be against that. Even if 90% of the country, all those that don't, or 80%, whatever it is, all those that don't have TDS, because if you don't have Trump derangement syndrome, you can look at things honestly. If Joe Biden had said, obviously not a Joe Biden fan, pro-abortion and pro LGBTQIA+, and all the things that I would be against, that any Christian, any Bible-believing Christian should be against, the Democratic platform, as John MacArthur said to his church, you can't support a party whose party platform comes straight out of the sins of Romans chapter 1. I mean, it's so clear that no way could you support that. That doesn't mean you have to be a Trump supporter or a Republican, but it does mean that you can't support the Democratic Party, the Democrat platform. But, you know, if you can see straight, you would say, hey, bravo that we are auditing these departments because they need to be audited. And if there is fraud, if there is waste, if there is abuse, if there is mismanagement, we need to know where it is and we need to clean it up. Now, Frank Luntz was on CNN. And he was being asked about those who voted for Joe Biden in 2020, those who voted for Clinton in 2016, but now they voted for Trump. And what they are seeing, are they happy or do they have buyer's remorse?
We wanted to have you on because you do a lot of focus groups. You really get behind the numbers, the poll numbers, to the sentiments of voters. And it's so interesting. You've been speaking with a number of voters who were Hillary Clinton 2016, Joe Biden 2020, and then went for Trump in 2024. How are these folks seeing the early days of Trump's second term?
Pretty well.
Really?
And they're reacting to it because they love the pace of change. They were very fed up over the last 4 years. They wanted action. They wanted results. They looked at prices. They looked at affordability, looked at immigration, and they didn't see anything happening. They still don't like what he says, but they like what he does. And these are Democrats now who felt that they were not securing the border. They were doing nothing to prevent illegal immigration, that nothing was actually happening. They wanted to see a reduction in wasteful Washington spending, and they're seeing that. So what they tell me is, I wish he would be a little bit less rude, but at the same time, they like what he's doing. They believe he's serious about it. And for the first time, they have confidence in the future, which is why you now see some significant shifts in the polling about the expectations for the direction in the coming years.
It's a big wake-up call for Democrats.
I'm waiting for them to get a message. I'm waiting for them to unify and and that to oppose and to be the resistance, which is what some of them use that phrase, that's not what Democrats in grassroots areas want from them. They may not want the approach that Trump is doing, President Trump, by the way, I now know to say President Trump, but they do want action, and they don't see action from the Democrats.
Well, I think that's very telling. They want to see action, and they don't see action from the Democrats, and Trump is bringing action. Now, the pace of change. Some people, I've had some conversations with some people that have Facebook messaged me or whatever, and I was talking to this one lady who works for the IRS, and she said, you know, I'm a CPA. I'm not some person they got off the street that doesn't know anything. I got hired by the IRS, and I don't want to be vilified. I don't carry a gun, and the idea that we had 80,000 IRS agents hired with guns, she said, is just not true. And so I appreciated her point of view, but I don't think she's against what's happening as far as cleaning out mismanagement and abuse and fraud and exposing. I mean, she's an auditor and exposing that. But here's what some people have a problem with. It's the pace of change. Now, as Frank Luntz just said, the people that voted voted for Clinton in 2016, voted for Biden in 2020, and now voted for Trump in 2024. They like the pace of change. And as I told this one lady, I said, listen, that's a legitimate gripe, a legitimate issue that Trump is going so fast and DOGE is going so fast that good people are getting caught up in. I get that. And I've had another friend of mine who works for the FBI and just was like, I wish they would go slower so that they wouldn't, you know, I mean, you go into surgery and you don't just start whacking things with the scalpel. You know, you're careful with that. I get that that line of thinking. But, you know, if the patient is in critical condition, I think about, you know, when you have to have an emergency C-section, the doctor is not nearly as careful in terms of making a really, you know, precise bikini line cut on the woman. He's going to cut them from you know, north to south or south to north. And he cuts you open widely because he's got to get the baby out quickly because time is of the essence. And when time is of the essence, not that you're not careful, but you know, that's going to dominate. And I think that's the way Trump's a businessman and Elon Musk is a businessman. He calls himself a technology expert, but he's also, in addition to that, he's also a businessman. So they're looking at things from the standpoint of the patient, America, is in critical condition. And if we don't do something now, America may not survive. Now you say, well, I don't agree with that assessment. Okay, that's fine. You don't agree with that assessment. But, you know, they are uncovering so much waste and so much obvious corruption. The reports that came out concerning the Social Security and all these people getting Social Security that are, you know, obviously it's not legit. These people are dead. Nobody's living to be 150 years old. Somebody posted and said to me, said, evidently Methuselah is still alive because he's getting a Social Security check. I posted this online. Somebody had done some work and said, if you assume that there's a check coming in for these Social Security people for $1,750 a month, and that no one is over 120 years old, because they did the math and they said, okay, we have all these millions of people getting checks that are over 120 years old. He said, doing the math, we're being robbed at a rate of $260 billion from Social Security. $260 billion. Well, people that are approaching Social Security or in Social Security, you know, that's always been a big issue at election time. Is there going to be enough money in Social Security to be able to pay the people who paid into it all these years? Well, there's not if you got $260 billion going out the door to people who are obviously dead and somebody else is taking that money. That's not an oversight. That's not mismanagement. That is fraud. And every American should say, well, that is wrong. We need to root that out. And whoever is approving those checks going out the door to people who are over 120 years old, well, we need to get rid of those people. We need to prosecute those people for the crime of theft. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. We're talking about the interview last night with Elon Musk and President Trump. Sean Hannity did the interview. We'll be right back. You've heard a lot about saving babies on this show. That's because it's important to me personally. And let me just be frank with you. We need to save them. That's why we've partnered with Preborn, the nation's leader in introducing mothers with unplanned pregnancies to their babies. And once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside of her, she is twice as likely to choose life. Now that's a miracle. But quite honestly, if we don't save them, who will? Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is completely dependent on you and me. Preborn has rescued over 280,000 babies. And that's not all. They provide love, support, and counseling for up to 2 years for free, saving lives and souls. One ultrasound is just $28, or 140 helps rescue 5 babies' lives. Abortion doesn't stop, so we can't either. Together, you and I can save lives. Just call #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's 250 baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at afr.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. We're talking about the interview from last night, the interview that Sean Hannity did with President Donald Trump and Elon Musk as they sat down and talked, just talked very candidly about things. One of the things that the scripture tells us to do from the lips of Jesus, he says, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. John chapter 7, verse 24. Now, as we talked about this thing called Trump derangement syndrome, where you hate Donald Trump so much that you can't see anything that he does as positive, your mind is poisoned that this guy is evil. As one guy told me, I really think Donald Trump is the Antichrist. And so, what can the Antichrist do that you would ever agree with? Absolutely nothing. I mean, the Antichrist is Satan in the flesh. Is there anything good in Satan? No, absolutely not. Jesus said of Satan that he is a liar and the father of lies. Whenever he speaks, he speaks a lie. That's his nature. He's a murderer. He's been a murderer from the beginning. There's nothing redeeming in Satan. So if you see Donald Trump as the Antichrist, Satan in the flesh, obviously you could not see anything that he does as positive. So we have to judge according to righteous judgment, obviously. I think even the most ardent liberals would not go so far as to say Donald Trump is the Antichrist. He's Satan in the flesh. Obviously, your eschatology is totally warped if you think Donald Trump is the Antichrist. We're not going to know who the Antichrist is until after the rapture. He comes on the scene after the rapture, and he's going to come out of nowhere. He's not going to be a well-known figure. He's going to be somebody almost like a Barack Obama when he came on the scene in 2008. He kind of came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, this guy that, you know, not very many people knew anything about, boom, he just comes on the scene, almost like the Manchurian candidate. Well, the Antichrist is going to be like that, the little horn who speaks great boasts, as the Bible talks about him in the book of Daniel. Well, I think one of the things that was discussed last night that I thought was very, very interesting had to do with the bureaucracy And, you know, we hear from the left, we heard this before the election, a threat to our democracy, a threat to our democracy, a threat to our democracy. Trump is Hitler. Trump is a Nazi. Trump is a fascist. And they just repeat these phrases over and over and over. Eventually, they become white noise. But we hear that, a threat to our democracy. Now what we're hearing from the left is we are in a constitutional crisis. We are in a constitutional crisis. They don't care anything about the Constitution. Here's what Elon Musk had to say about those little buzzword attacks.
You should say tech support, because I'm here to provide the president with technology support. And now that may seem like, well, is that a silly thing? But actually, it's a very important thing, because the president will make these executive orders, which are very sensible and good for the country, but then they don't get implemented, you know? If you take, for example, all the funding for the migrant hotels, the president issued an executive order. Hey, we need to stop taking taxpayer money and paying for luxury hotels for illegal immigrants, which makes no sense. Like, so obviously, people do not want their tax dollars going to fund high-end hotels for illegals. And yet they were still doing that, even as late as last week. And so, you know, we went in there and we're like, hey, this is in violation of the presidential executive order, it needs to stop. So what we're doing here is one of the biggest functions of the DOGE team is just making sure that the presidential executive orders are actually carried out. And this is, I just want to point out, this is a very important thing, because the president is the elected representative of the people. So he's representing the will of the people. And if the bureaucracy is fighting the will of the people, and preventing the president from implementing what the people want, then what we live in is a bureaucracy and not a democracy.
Yeah, so he goes on to say that the real threat to democracy is the bureaucracy. And the people that are screaming constitutional crisis, threat to our democracy, well, they're impeding democracy. As I pointed out to one friend on Facebook, I said, Trump was duly elected in a landslide in the Electoral College and a landslide in the popular vote. And people, what he is doing is exactly what he campaigned on. This is what I'm going to do. You see this guy, Elon Musk, that's on the platform with me, you know, at his rallies before the election. I'm going to put this guy in charge of the Department of Government Efficiency, and we are going to audit our government departments. And everyone cheered and said, yes, I am voting for that. The 70, whatever it was, 4 or 5 million that voted for Trump, that's what they voted for. And they're getting what they voted for. And as Frank Luntz said on CNN, how do the people feel that voted for Clinton in 2016, Biden in 2020, and now Trump in 2024? Are they having buyer's remorse? No, they are glad. And they like the pace of change. Now, what he said is, I agree with, they don't necessarily like what Trump says, but they like what Trump does. Rick Scarborough, who's been a guest on our program on numerous occasions, he told me that in 2020. So we had the 2016 election, Trump gets elected, he's inaugurated in 2017. Then we have the 2020 election, and Rick was trying to get pastors together. And I remember I just told him, I said, Rick, this is a difficult sell for Trump because of all the things he says and the things he tweets and, you know, the just the cringe things that he would say. And Rick told me this. He said, Jeff, he said, obviously we as Christians don't like what Trump says, but we do like what Trump does. And getting Trump fulfills campaign promises. Hey, I'm going to put conservatives, pro-lifers on the Supreme Court. And he did. And, you know, I'm going to audit the government. And he is doing that. And so the fight from the left, it makes them look very foolish because they're fighting what most of the people that don't have TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, are for. And so if you're the guy standing against exposing graft and mismanagement and corruption and abuse from the federal government concerning our tax dollars, you're standing in a small minority, because most people would say, hey, we need to do that. Everything needs to be audited, and we need to be able to to see what's going on with our money. And anybody that's trying to prevent us from doing that is a threat to democracy. Now, somebody put together a funny little AI version of the truth concerning this talking point that we heard so much from the left, a threat to our democracy. Here is the real truth about what they meant.
If the Democrats fail, it might be the end of American bureaucracy.
Our bureaucracy really is in fundamental peril.
The foundations of American bureaucracy under attack.
They want to destroy our bureaucracy.
We are a bureaucracy in danger.
We're watching an election where people are on the ballot openly advocating the end of bureaucracy.
That's what Republicans are doing, attacking bureaucracy, attempting to destroy bureaucracy, and they're doing it with glee.
This is the end of bureaucracy in America.
When will America stop sleepwalking towards the end of bureaucracy?
Right. It's Democrats versus, as Bill Kristol says, the end of bureaucracy.
We are essentially, as Neil put it, one vote away from sort of the end of bureaucracy as we know it.
I think our bureaucracy and the stability of that bureaucracy is really the thing on the ballot and really so important.
All right. Obviously, that's a parody. They didn't say bureaucracy. They said democracy. But as whoever put that together, humorously pointed out, this is what they're really defending, the bureaucracy. Now, you've heard, and Sean Hannity said this last night to Elon Musk. He said, people say about you, well, you're not elected. Who elected you? And why is Elon Musk, and they call him President Musk, and try and drive a wedge between Donald Trump and Elon Musk. And, he said, well, listen, Donald, he just said what's obvious. He said Donald Trump said he was going to do this. He said he was going to put me in charge of this. And just like he has a team, he builds a cabinet. Every president does that. Those aren't elected officials. Donald Trump was elected and he has people that help him fulfill his agenda. And so he said, but here's the big question. Well, who elected the bureaucracy? Those people are unelected. And they're standing in the way of what the elected president wants to do. And that is the real threat to democracy. And that's why he said, if bureaucrats can stop the elected official from doing what the people want him to do, that's the threat. And so it's sad but true. That the people on the left, especially the people with TDS, are screaming that Trump is doing, that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. A threat to democracy. That when it comes out of their mouth, it's like, that's what you're doing. Trump is not doing that. That is what you are doing. Now, I like this interview. This was Alex Karp, and he was talking about the Department of Government Efficiency. This is what he had to say.
Look, what I don't like about what's going on is I just view this as, well, let's watch the Democratic Party commit suicide. And like, I've been a Democrat most of my life. I kind of view myself as outside it, but I don't like watching the Democrats just commit suicide. And what I see is most of the country doesn't really, at this point, given the fraud, waste, and abuse we know is there, 90% of the country is like, get rid of that fraud, waste, and abuse. And I just view this as yet another example of the progressive boxing themselves into a suicide dance. Now, what the progressive left should be doing is saying, okay, Elon, you're clearly the most qualified person in the world to do something like this. We want to dialogue with you about how you're doing and what are you doing. I don't believe that's actually what happened. And again, I like Elon. I know I think he's obviously the most important builder in the world. And I just think, if you want to say my former side, I don't believe that they're actually engaging. I think it's like another dance where I'm supposed to say, of course, like whatever. It's like there's this one issue where I might, and then you get boxed into you cannot solve the problem. And then I would say, what is the biggest problem in this society? Biggest problem in this society, from my perspective, is legitimacy of our institutions. Why aren't they legitimate? They're not legitimate because, okay, do any of you really believe that 99% of your taxpayer dollars are being spent? But last and not least, and probably arguably most importantly, there's two revolutions happening. One is transparency and one is AI. Okay, So why is it that we do not know where every penny of our money goes? Like, how do you explain that to people? And by the way, slightly more technically, what large language models do is they mean you can go into the contracts and see exactly what happened. So in the past, we couldn't do this. Now we can. The right response is, we want this to happen. We want to happen. We want to be involved in the dialogue. The real response is, it feels like the people criticizing Elon don't want it to happen. And this is going to destroy those people.
Yeah, I think it's very insightful. He said, he's lamenting this, Alex Karp. We're watching the Democrat Party commit suicide because they're picking, they're going to be against Trump, whatever Trump is for. Trump's for feeding the poor. I'm against that because I hate Trump. And whatever he's for, he's the Antichrist. So anything he's for is evil. So I'm against everything that he's for. That's the mindset of these people. Now, I think you're going to an extreme. And that one friend of mine, who's not an uneducated person, that said, you know, I mean, it's just mind blowing. That guy's got TDS as bad as anybody I've ever seen. But the others that don't say Trump is the Antichrist, I mean, he's Hitler. Well, Hitler's pretty bad. I mean, Hitler is he's a foreshadowing of the Antichrist for sure, even though he wasn't the Antichrist. But he was evil, 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 and he killed millions and millions and millions of people. So the interview was very enlightening. I encourage you, if you hadn't seen it, to listen to it. Go watch it. And one of the things I mentioned this to Jenna Ellis, I said, you know, Donald Trump to me seems a lot less bombastic in his rhetoric. He seems a lot less insecure in his person and in his presidency. Like, hey, I have to have the biggest crowd that ever showed up for an inauguration, you know, as came out in 2017 when he was first inaugurated. He's sharing the stage with Elon Musk. And Elon Musk is answering a lot of the questions, and Trump doesn't seem to be threatened by any of that. He seems relaxed. I joked with Jenna. I texted her this morning, and I said, it's almost like what you're seeing with Donald Trump, in my opinion. You know, you can disagree for sure, but in my opinion, it looks like, as George Herbert Walker Bush said, a kindler, gentler Trump. He just seems a lot more relaxed. This is what we're going to do. And people are going to squawk. People are going to yell. People are going to scream from the, you know, housetops. How dare he? This is wrong. Let's fight him. But as Alex Karp said, you're on the wrong side of this, because you can't justify fighting for corruption and fighting for the bureaucracy. Because Americans are not for that. And so the more that Trump boxes you in to this position that is, you know, a position nobody is going to join you in other than those suffering from the disease, TDS, you're just going to look like a fool and you're going to look irrational. Because this is something that the American people want. You should want it. I should want it. We should want it. Because nobody should be for waste, abuse, fraud, and corruption. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We've been talking about the interview last night with Sean Hannity as he interviewed Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, and Elon Musk, the technology expert, and also probably one of the smartest guys on the planet. When we come back from the break, we're going to be taking your calls. I'd love to hear from you. 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. Give me a call and let's talk.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. We've been talking about the interview last night with Donald Trump and Elon Musk as Sean Hannity interviewed them, and interviewed them a few days ago, but it aired last night on Fox News. I thought it was a very insightful interview. It was a very, very candid interview and not scripted. at least not on Trump's part and Elon Musk's part. You know, they don't get the questions ahead of time as in the previous administration. And so I think people like that. They like you to talk to them off the cuff. What do you think? And Trump is pretty good about talking off the cuff, and sometimes that can get him in trouble. But at least he's shooting from the heart. And so one of the things that in this administration that people have noticed, and Trump has really, he's really done well. He did well in his first term and then now in this term with his press secretary. So we had Mike Huckabee's daughter, Sarah Sanders Huckabee, and now the governor of Arkansas. Yeah, she did a great job as Trump's press secretary. And then from her is Kayleigh McEnany. She did a great job. And now it's Caroline Leavitt, who is second to none, in my opinion, as the press secretary. She's a young lady, 27 years old. She handles herself like a pro. This is what she had to say just the other day concerning the Department of Government Efficiency.
I've been fighting fake news reporters all day long here in the Washington, D.C. swamp who are trying to fearmonger the American people into believing that this administration is going after their hard-earned tax dollars and their hard-earned Social Security checks. So I want to set the record straight on your show tonight, Sean, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to do so. President Trump has directed Elon Musk and the DOGE team to identify fraud at the Social Security Administration. They haven't dug into the books yet, but they suspect that there are tens of millions of deceased people who are receiving fraudulent Social Security payments. And so their goal in going into the Social Security Administration is to identify three things. Number one, to identify duplicate payments and to end them. Number two, to identify payments that are going to deceased people who are no longer living and should no longer be receiving that money. And number three, to protect the integrity of this system for hardworking Americans who have been paying into it their entire lives. So rest assured to all of the people watching your show tonight, if you paid into the system, honestly, you will continue to receive your Social Security checks. Do not buy into the lies from the legacy fake news media who are trying to fear you and scare you into believing otherwise. This is what we've seen them do about President Trump for years with every promise that he has made. And he's going in there to protect your hard-earned money. That is the ultimate goal.
That was Caroline Leavitt as she was talking about what DOGE is doing. Obviously, that was from a day or so ago, 2 days ago. And so that was before they came up with this is what we found at the Social Security Department and all this waste and all these people over 120 years old getting checks. And somebody's cashing those checks. You know, the idea that that people are, you know, we have, you know, these thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are that age, and way more than that. I mean, millions of people. It's just ridiculous, ludicrous. And so, you know, how many people do you know that are 120 plus? Well, yeah, same as I, zero. And so how in the world is this happening? So we need to root out the corruption, the fraud, the mismanagement, the ineptitude. Hey, if you're inept, you don't need to be in working in that job. You just don't. You know, you have to have a standard for a job. And, you know, I talked to some pastors yesterday and I said, there are five talent pastors, there are two talent pastors, there are one talent pastors. In any segment of life, you have, the Lord doesn't gift us all the same. So this idea, we make everything equal outcomes. Well, the Bible's not set up like that. God didn't set up the world like that. And a five talent guy needs to use those five talents to the glory of God. A two talent guy needs to use those two talents to the glory of God. And a one talent guy needs to use the one talent God's given him to his glory. But you don't put the one talent guy in the five talent person's position because he's not going to flourish there. Don't put me in charge of Tesla because I don't know anything about that. Don't put me in charge of SpaceX. Say, Jeff, you bring the astronauts back that are stranded in space. I don't know the first thing about that. I couldn't do that. And so hats off to the people that can. Well, we're going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840. And we have Kay on the line from, not sure exactly where she's from, somewhere in the U.S. But Kay, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning, Pastor Jeff. Thank you for taking my call. And
yes,
this call is going to segue into what Carolyn Leavitt just said. She mentioned two things that would be looked at regarding the fraud and waste coming out of the Social Security Administration. I'm going to offer up a third. We know that there are many people that, well, say 120 to 150 that have passed away and they continue to receive benefits. We also know that that duplicate payments are going out. But I would offer this third. I used to be a raider at one of our veteran regional offices in the United States. And my job was to look over the veterans' claims to determine the validity and either yay or nay their claim. Now, we had people that would sit in team sections to do different jobs. One day, we had three United States Marshals walk into our workplace and handcuff and escort one of our team members off the floor. And this is the third reason for this fraud and waste and abuse. There are some very smart people who have figured out that by not submitting the death certificate for veterans or for Social Security recipients or for, you know, you can multiply this across all the agencies and administrations who are involved in dispensing monies. What they do is they set up dummy accounts, and every month those payments continue, but they're going into dummy accounts that end up being used by the people that work in those administrations and agencies. I just want to say thank you and God bless President Trump, Elon Musk, and the entire administration at this point. I hope that they continue to work hard, and I hope that many people will understand that it's our money that is being used to the detriment to ourselves, and we can ill afford for these types of practices to continue. If more and more people can come up and express some of their experiences, maybe perhaps we can come to an understanding and be able to sit at a table and have a good conversation without too much emotion.
Yeah.
And thank you for your time, sir.
Thanks, Kay. Good points for sure. Well, just to clarify, so what Elon Musk came up with as Doge started looking at Social Security, people between the ages of 120, I don't know any. According to Social Security, there are 3.4 million of those people in the United States. 130 to 139, 3.9 million. 140 to 149, 3.5 million. 150 to 159, 1.3 million. I mean, that's just ludicrous. That's just insane. So somebody's getting that money because why would you be in the system? You're in the system to get benefits from Social Security. Somebody's getting that. And as that one man pointed out, if you look at the amount of people and the money's going out, if you guesstimate $1,750 for all these people, in these ridiculous age groups, you're talking about $260 billion a year going out the door. That is criminal. And people that are involved in that need to be held accountable. And so every American should be behind that. How could you not be behind that? We want to root out the fraud, the waste, the mismanagement, the abuse, and the people that are committing fraud, they need to pay the price for that. They need to be held accountable for that. Well, we have Kelly on the line from Arkansas. Kelly, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
I want to thank you for your show. And like you're talking about, nobody that's a conservative Christian can argue with what you're talking about, but when they go to firing, doing blanket firings and hire those people with, you know, national like food safety or nuclear safety and those kind of things, they've had to walk a lot of that back because they went overboard. And we even fired the wrong U.S. attorney down here in Arkansas. I mean, so, but they have been honest about it, that they went too far. We need to think about safety as well as savings, and then prosecuting those people too. I agree with you. I'm glad they're honest about they went too far in a lot of areas there. I want you to elaborate on that. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater kind of thing.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point, Kelly. And I think, you know, Elon Musk has been pretty open about the fact that nobody bats a thousand. We know that there are going to be mistakes, especially when you're moving quickly, as Trump is wanting them to move quickly. And so when they do make mistakes, they own up to those mistakes and they correct them. You know, the $50 million that was going for condoms in Gaza was really $50 million that was going for condoms in Mozambique. And so they made a mistake there. I guess you could ask the honest question, why are we paying for condoms for any country? You know, what's up with that? So we don't want to do that. But yeah, I think, you know, when you make a mistake, then you make it right. You own it and you make it right. And so it seems like they're doing that. Obviously, we'd love for them to be able to root out all the waste and all the graft and all the corruption and all the fraud, root that out without affecting anybody that would not be in that camp. But that's hard, very hard, literally impossible to do. There is going to be some collateral damage. I don't think there's any way around that. And I was talking about this just the other day on the radio when my friend worked for Walmart. He was being mentored by one of the vice presidents of Walmart. He, along with a group of other guys, I think these guys, you know, downline, so to speak, and they were, you know, being groomed for high positions. Well, that vice president was caught stealing from the company. He had a $15 million a year job, and he's stealing $50 gift cards from Walmart. Doesn't make any sense at all. But anyway, he got caught doing that, and they not only fired him, they fired all the guys in his downline. My friend is a great guy. He's now president of a corporation here in the Texarkana area, but he lost his job. And they just knew, hey, it's one of those things that happens, and good people do get hurt in those situations. And so we would love them in a perfect world. That doesn't happen, but we know we don't live in a perfect world. So I'm grateful that when they do make a mistake like that, at least they go back and say, hey, we blew it. I'm sorry. And they rehire those people that are so critical. So I appreciate that comment, Kelly. Good point. We have Mike on the line from West Virginia. Mike, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I think we need to put a stop to this business of congressmen spending all they want on whatever they want, as long as they brag about what they're keeping NASA from getting. Nobody's been on the moon since December of 1972, and we had a lot less debt when we had United States personnel on the moon. We could have had a lot more people working in orbit right now. We could have had people living and working on the moon all year round by now. We could have already had somebody visiting Mars by now. And by not doing it, we have gained nothing but a lot of debt.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting perspective. I don't know if those necessarily are connected, but yeah, I appreciate the comment, Mike. I appreciate you listening to the program. And, you know, it's interesting. So, you know, what Musk is doing with SpaceX seems like it's just blowing everybody away, including NASA, including what Russia's doing or any other country, China. Elon Musk is he's a special breed of cat when it comes to brain power. And so, you know, we need to be praying as Christians, and I've said this before, we need to be praying for Trump. We need to be praying for Elon Musk. We need to be praying for Trump's cabinet, J.D. Vance, that the gospel would penetrate those guys' hearts. Because there's one thing about, you know, being a good governor being a good manager, being good at technology and things like that. But all that pales in comparison to a person's heart. You know, we live in this life a certain amount of time. You know, if you live 70, 80, 90, 100 years, nobody's living to 120. But you live that long and you're not ready to meet the Lord, then you die and go to hell forever. And so these things that are happening in real time, they're important, but they pale in comparison to eternity. Well, thanks for listening to Real Truth for today. Go out in your world, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you. And God will use you as his witness. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.